KO4HKX, KO4NUE.
Radioed in the middle of the afternoon, KI4DOS mobile.
What's going on, bud? You got me grinning from ear to ear already.
Had to run down here and get some bush water before the price keeps going up. Getting kind of low. I got down to almost a quarter of a tank in the car, and I don't let it get below a quarter, so I'm figured I better go down here and get some gas.
I'm down here. Had to drop my truck off to the dealership this morning for a service and two safety recalls. So they got all that straightened out, and then give me a rental car for the day, so I've been tooling around all over the place, and on the way back to the house.
That's a good deal. Glad you're on your way back instead of on your way out. That always helps. But anyway, you know how it goes. We have to do what we have to do sometimes, regardless, right?
It was been a long time since I've been on I-85 in the morning. And that was not a good experience this morning. It took me almost an hour and a half to get to the motor mile.
That's not unusual. I'm glad I don't have to get out there early in the mornings. I try my best not to. But I got to go out. I got to get on 85 twice next week. Joy's got a doctor's appointment with our family doctor on Monday, and I got one on Thursday, I think it is. I can't remember if it's Wednesday. I think it's Thursday. He's out there off of 14, right there at 14 in Woodruff Road, so I have to go out 85. Don't like it, but I guess I'll deal with it.
I meant to tell you last night. I didn't hang around last night. But I got the dog hair out of the display on the radio. And thought I was in bigger trouble after that, but I took that compressed air and tried to blow it out, and blew it out. Well, it got stuck on the needle, on the power needle behind the display, and that was even worse. But I guess after a while, it might have been stuck by there with static charge or something, but it turned loose, so. It's all good. I just gonna let you know I got my dog hair out.
Glad you got that taken care of. That does present a problem, and it does drive you nuts. But glad you got that done. I'm gonna here at the gas station. I'm gonna jump out, go pump some gas. I'll holler at you again when I get back in if you're still around. Hopefully you'll get your truck back, all the issues taken care of, and get it serviced. And don't worry about not staying in last night. It is what it is. Some people like to stay, some don't. It's not often that I get off the net before 10 o'clock, so it wasn't a bad thing. Talk to you later, Chad. KO4NUE, KI4DOS.
Have a good day. KO4NUE, I'll be in the weeds.